Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number, 312-981-7200, or you can text that very same number, 312-981-7200. Good morning. Indeed, this is Steve Dale's Pet World. I am Steve Dale, and I am not alone. With me on the telephone is Gloria Listener. Gloria has been around, I think it's fair to say, Gloria, for decades, saving animals. You had the concept, I don't know, you'll tell me, I suppose, how many years ago it was to open a doggy bakery before anyone thought of that. You've always thought of pets as family members, but moreover said they need help, they need to be saved. People like me, and this is where I want to go first here, Gloria, people like me and people who read data say things are better than they were 20-some-odd years ago. For a lot of reasons, fostering animals, which is what we'll talk about, now it's just become easier to foster animals in Illinois. We'll talk about how that law has changed with Leedy Van Cavage of Best Friends in a couple of minutes. But for you, Gloria, you say, I know from talking to you, just in conversation we have off the air, that you say, no, things are, I live it every day. Things are horrible. Are they horrible?
Absolutely, Steve. How are you, everybody? Welcome to, what a morning, huh?
Yeah, well, it's
very early.
Yes.
Yes, Steve, I've been around for a long time. I've been working with animals for over 40 years. We started the first doggy deli restaurant in Chicago, and we were saving dogs before animals were, we were even talking about the terms rescue. But we have a center, Famous Fido, on Irving and Troy, 3124 West Irving. And every day people are calling to surrender their animals because there's a lack of education out there on family members. These are family members, and they're being given up because people move or because they pass away or because they're allergic or they have a new baby. And we really have to bring forth a new way of thinking about family members, taking animals in and being family members.
And you say that that's not happening. You say you are still, animals are literally dumped at your doorstep every single day. You are taking animals in from families that have been incredibly irresponsible, not even caring about their animals at all. Except I suppose they care enough to at least bring the animal in. But, I mean, you say it's really the same as it was decades ago, or am I inappropriately putting words in your mouth?
No, I think it's pretty much the way it was decades ago. There's a lot of great people out there. There's, like you say, there's people fostering. There's somewhat of a new way of looking at animals being put down. There's no gas chambers anymore. But animals in the city and across the country are being put down, losing their lives every day because people don't give them time. They need time to relocate their animals. They don't think about adoption when they adopt their animals. And a lot of people get animals, dogs or cats, and rabbits and other animals for gifts for people. Mm-hmm. And then they tire of them, and then they don't want them anymore. And there's just not any place for them all to go. There's too many. They're being bred in puppy mills and backyard breeding. And where do they all go?
All right, so as far as the puppy mills go, you know I'm all on board, and again, our next guest can talk about this a bit, because Best Friends has done a lot about this on a national level, trying to do something, anything, about puppy mills. And one step we've taken, and it's been taken in the entire state of Maryland, the entire state of California, other states will follow, many cities, including Chicago, but we're talking well over 200 cities in the U.S. and Canada have said no dogs or cats ever again sold, not adopted, sold at pet stores. Having said that, in my view, as long as the internet is around, that's only going to make a dent in what's going on with puppy mills. It will make a dent. It's important. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. We need to do that. However, that's not going to solve the puppy mill problem. For that, we need the government, and I do mean the federal government, to find a way to step up to really do something about it, to give the Department of Agriculture what they need to do something about it, and also to make those inspections that are done real inspections, not just cursory walkthroughs. So there are lots of problems, lots of reasons why we have puppy mills. It's inexcusable in America, where today is the day we celebrate military working dogs, where dogs save lives, that we can allow puppy mills to happen at all in a humane, or what is supposed to be a humane, nation. Now, backyard breeders, another story. That can be done at a local level, or can it? What could we do? I mean, you can't, you know, so for cats, it's not really as much of an issue. This is more a dog issue. Those backyard breeders don't exist like they did, I would argue, 20 years ago. But, Gloria, I understand they're still here. What would you do? Mm-hmm. What could you say? I know from talking to you, and we've talked about it on the air, you say legislate. I don't know that you can legislate everything, and you can't go to every backyard everywhere. So I think it's really about educating kids and changing culture, which I think is happening. You say if it's happening, it's not happening fast enough.
It's not happening fast enough, and we love dogs, I think. You know, everybody loves dogs that are really in the animal movement, and there's at least 30 calls a day coming in. Many of these dogs are bred in people's homes, lots of pit bulls and chihuahuas. And cats, we have 100 animals at Famous Fido, and we just can't take any more. And we try to counsel people on the phone to try to get them not to take them to shelters, to try to rehome their animals, but they just don't want to. It's a matter of inconvenience and time. And to address your question, I think that people need to start getting fines and tickets just like you would if something happens with your home, that you have to be responsible for what, you know, consequences, what you're doing. And maybe starting to get, you know, microchipping is an answer so animals can find their way homes, because at the shelter there's either strays with no microchips or owner surrenders. Many of these dogs are puppy mill dogs, designer dogs, chihuahuas, pit bulls, and cats. And I guess one of the problems is that we're not looking at the problem on a daily basis of where all these animals are coming from. We're doing the same thing over. They go to a shelter. Maybe they're going to get a home. Maybe they're not. And we keep the flow to shelters never stops. And we have to look at where these animals are coming from and make citizens more responsible for taking care of their animals.
Well, the part about citizens more responsible taking care of their animals, of course, we both agree with. And you say you always have. It's not only right now, you always have. You're always at maximum, you know. And also you take, in some cases, in many cases, animals others wouldn't take, that sometimes need medical care. All of the above cost money. I know.
Yes.
Your big benefit is coming up, so tell me about it.
One thing, medical care and behavioral problem animals come to Famous Fido, so they're not so fast to get homes, and you've got to get the right homes for the right animals, which is another whole conversation about truly adopting animals to the right people. But our gala, which is amazing, it's going to be at the Stan Mansion at 2408 North Kedzie, Friday, May 31st from 5 to 11. And it's wonderful food, music, like-minded people, silent auction, and we're going to have a wonderful time. We want everybody to come. We'll have an exhibit of our work, our animals, our sponsorships of many of our medical problem animals, and also our intervention program to help people not bring animals to shelters. And we're just going to have wonderful food, wonderful people, and incredible music. It's a great place to come and to celebrate the animals. It's a celebration of life for all animals.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. So, again, the Stan Mansion, by the way, if you've not been there, is beautiful. So, the date of the event and where the event is and your website.
Yes, it's May 31st, and that's 2408 North Kedzie. And our website is famousfidorescue.org. And we love to meet new people who love animals and look at our special animals that need adoption. So, we hope to see everybody there.
Are you open this weekend?
Yes, of course. I'm here 24 hours a day. Not for people to come 24 hours a day, but these animals need care. We have 26 rooms here. And they live in living spaces. The cats have their own sofas and trees. There's no cages. And the dogs live in living spaces also.
Well, Gloria, no doubt you are as dedicated as they come. Where is Famous Fido at for folks that want to check you out in person?
Yes, Famous Fido is at 3124 West Irving Park. And we love to see you. If you're going to adopt, though, go to the website first and fill out an application, and then we set up a meet and greet for you to meet some of the wonderful animals that are here. There's many seniors and bonded pairs and behavioral problem animals that just need time and love.
All right. Well, you give them plenty of that. Gloria Lisner, Famous Fido Adoption and Rescue Center, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. We love you. We love
thank
the show.
You.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. 14 minutes before 7 on WGN. So there's news. It's easier now in Illinois, or will be very, very soon, to foster an animal. How did that come about? And exactly what am I talking about? What does that mean? Well, in fact, we'll be talking to Lydie Vankavage of Best Friends, who helped to make that happen next. Ellen, you're on WGN. Sorry to keep you waiting, but you're here now. Good morning.
Hi. Speaking of responsible citizens, I'm calling on behalf of my brother who lives in the suburbs and has lovely neighbors next door who have a blind spot when it comes to their dogs, who are left in the yard a large portion of the day barking in a nuisance way. And my question isn't about training or bark collars, because we've given up on that, but I'm wondering if we can appeal to them by saying that it's very stressful for the dogs.
Well, it is. So
wondering if you could help me make that argument.
Well, you know, it's funny that the person we're about to talk to can help too. Do I hear a bird in the background?
Yeah, I'm walking my dog, and I'm avoiding that area of the neighborhood, you know, because they bark all the time.
No, I hear birds.
Yeah, I'm walking in a lovely wooded area.
You sure are, if there's birds out that are making...
I'm out in Carroll Street.
That sounds beautiful.
I live in the city, but I'm staying out here in the suburbs, and... my brother at my brother's house, and he's like, I've given up on these people. They're really nice. They love their dogs, but they think they're doing a really nice thing for their dogs by leaving them out in the yard.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a jungle there almost. You know what? A backyard is not a babysitter. And if you want to appeal to their sense of responsibility for the dog, you can tell them that. Dogs will run around the backyard, sniff around, sniff where the squirrel has been or the bunny rabbit's been, whatever. But then they get bored. There is nothing to do unless someone is out there interacting with the dog. And having that happen, they get into trouble. They begin to dig under fences, or if they can, jump over fences. They begin to dig at the garden, whatever it is. It's all out of boredom. It's not because they're having a good time. What's more, when the weather actually does, and it has, we're moving in that direction where it gets really hot out, then I'm worried about the welfare of the dog. I mean, there are safety concerns with a dog being out like that. A dog that's barking in the backyard is not just barking because the dog is having a good time. That dog is communicating stress and anxiety. So yes, a backyard is a great place to have. It's a great place to be, but just to send the dog out into the yard is a mistake that people think that the dog is having a good time. To some extent, maybe, the dog is enjoying the sunshine if it's nice out or whatever. But I'm telling you, it is the responsible thing to be out there with the dog. And the other reason for that is dogs get taken periodically from backyards as well. So absolutely. Those things together are possibilities. We were looking into a law in the city, and there are laws in some of the suburbs that you cannot leave a dog out in the backyard for more than an hour or whatever that period of time is without a person out there. And those laws are popping up all over the country because it's also disturbing to people and because it's not fair to the dogs. I hope I helped a bit.
Yep, I did. Thanks,
okay.
Steve.
Thank you very much. Thank you. WGN Radio, Steve Dale, and Lydie Vankavage is on the phone. Good morning, Lydie.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. We have a couple of minutes here for you to tell us. Leedy is the senior legislative analyst at Best Friends. And how it has just become easier, if you've been hearing the conversation, we've touched on this a bit, how it has just become easier to foster an animal in Illinois.
Basically, we have a wonderful bill that's going to be on the governor's desk soon, Senate Bill 61, sponsored by Senator Linda Holmes and Representative Stephanie Kifowit from Aurora. And basically, the bill eliminates the burdensome permit and fee requirements for each pet foster home. So what Illinois now requires is that every foster home, you have to pay $25 a foster home, and there's a lot of red tape involved. This gets rid of that. So the foster homes are just a contract between the shelter and the individual who wants to foster the animals. So this bill fits in with our life-saving mission of Best Friends to get the nation to no-kill by 2025, and we're just so happy that it passed.
Well, you know, it's not an accident that I had you have you right now with Gloria Lisner, you heard from Best Friends earlier in the program. I mean, one of the secrets, one of the reasons why I at least believe things are, Gloria doesn't necessarily see eye to eye with me, and she, you know, listen, she's in the trenches. I can only disagree so much with her. But things that I do believe they are better, and one of the reasons are the secret of fostering. All the people that have come in and say, I'll take that dog, I'll take that cat for some time until we can find a permanent home. And one of the advantages of fostering, and there are many, is that this way that person can help train the dog a bit, see if the cat gets along with children, whatever it is, kind of be a test drive 101, and to help that animal along the way a little bit. And even the best, and we have some pretty, you know, people say, well, shelters are horrible places. That's not necessarily true always, you know.
Right.
But it's still nothing like a home. So foster, to me, is the secret sauce.
It is. It really is. And again, the fact that Illinois was the only state that required these burdensome permit fees was crazy. So, you know, the bill does other cool things, though, too. It codifies trap, neuter, and return programs and barn and working cat programs. So now we make sure that they are legal in Illinois. They always were, you know, but again, there was nothing in writing. So this codifies that they are indeed legal, and cats, you know, feral cats that come into the shelter, they can be sterilized, vaccinated for rabies, and returned to where they came from, or else put into a barn or a working cat program, like so many of the places in Chicago have.
You know what? I mean, Chicago was a leader in that area, and Cook County now, just Cook County, it's always been for the past, because I was there when this happened, and testified at that point, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, maybe a bit more than that even, where the same thing was done for Cook County, and one of the animal shelters stepped up and said, they were always doing it. Now we're really going to go crazy with trap, neuter, return. They did for a time, and for the past few years, they've been in disarray. And the result is that our TNR programs, or TNRV, should include vaccination, in the Chicago area have suffered a bit. But boy, oh boy, that is the way in which we can and should humanely, I agree with you, Leedy, deal with these outdoor community cats. I have a question for you via text. Is there a place that temporarily takes a cat to foster? I would pay for that care while I'm unable to keep them. So I don't know if this person has medical issues or what. Is there a shelter, do you know of one? I know that Anti-Cruelty and Paws have programs like that, or at least I think they do.
They do, and a lot of shelters around the United States have them. And Best Friends has network partners, too, that have a lot of foster care programs. So you can go on our website, bestfriends.org, and look for our network partners and contact one of them to see if they basically have these programs. Chicago Animal Care and Control is indeed a network partner, and we've got oodles of them, like, you know, One Tail at a Time, a lot of network partners throughout the United States, a lot in Illinois. So again, you know, we need to get Illinois to no kill, hopefully before 2025.
Well, with this governor and with people like you working on it that say, So right now in Chicago, we had this, and I'm running out of time, but we had a, and still have this alderman who says, I mandate no kill without giving any resources, any leadership, or bringing everyone together in the industry, the people that do this every day to help figure out how to do it. And you understand you can't just mandate whatever that means. First, you have to define it.
Well, and you again, they need resources, and it's a community problem. We all need to work together to get to no-kill, because right now in the nation, 2,200 dogs and cats are being killed each day. We need to get that down, and we can by all working together.
All right, Leedy Vankavage, you have been a best friend for animals yourself. That's why they call it best friends. It's because of you.
I think it's because, and you, Steve, have been a wonderful friend for all the dogs and cats and other animals in the U.S. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. The Memorial Day, and happy Memorial Day, Leedy, as well. The Memorial Day sales event is going on now at American Sale. You could save up to half on the largest selection of swimming pools, patio sets, and more. We need one of those patio sets. Everything for your outdoor summer fun, and pay no interest for 4 years. American Sale has the area's largest selection of patio furniture in stock. We may be checking it out. And ready for free, he says, free delivery. See store for details. But hurry this Memorial Day sale event, and soon. American Sale has 9 Chicagoland locations, or visit americansale.com. American Sale brings the fun home. I blog about the military working dogs, so check it out at stevedale.tv. But from my heart to yours, because I'm out of time, if you've served our country in any way, thank you.